Welcome to section number two of the Freedom Through Mindfulness Self-Empowerment Series. This is section number two, truth. So truth, what is truth in the context of this mindfulness program? Well, it's recognizing what we are feeling from a direct result of the immediate moment from what is not a direct result. So meaning we're busy working on our computer, and we're so engaged with what we're doing, we're actually feeling our attention, awareness, and focus is completely within what we're doing in the moment. And our body is essentially expressing the feelings directly as a result of what we're experiencing. Now, that's a direct experience. So an indirect experience is we're busy on the computer working on whatever we're doing. We're thinking about the weekend and we're thinking about something else. And or maybe we're worried about that argument we had with so-and-so earlier and we can't get that out of our mind and we're really stressed. We just keep playing it over and over, but yet our hands are typing and we're somehow physically doing this, but mentally we're off somewhere else. We're separated from the moment in an indirect experience of life where we're experiencing life in our head, and our body is expressing its emotional expression relative to the thoughts in our mind, not to what we're actually doing in the moment. That's an indirect experience. Let me look at this, show you this from a different perspective, from a good dream versus a bad dream. And so you have a bad dream and you wake up and you're just breathing heavy, and you feel the fear in your body. Your body is completely triggered into fight or flight, and you look around and go, I know it's just a dream, but your body just is so stressed. You're just, you know, but it's not really happening. You look around, you're confirming the truth, but your body's expressing the perception of the dream as being a reality. Now, you wake up from a good dream and you feel wonderful, and your body feels wonderful because it's expressing the counterpart, the expression of the perception of the good dream. Okay, so you can see how our mind sort of sees reality a certain way, and that's how we end up feeling. Have you ever gotten caught in a negative thought loop where you just get stuck in this negativity, and the more you think about it, the worse you feel in your body? And the worse you feel in your body, the more you end up, you know, feeling bad, thinking about this negative thought. And it just goes round and round, and it just takes over and it takes your power away. And everything you see is through that negative thought, through that negative perception. Well, a lot of times we get triggered in fear in life. We get triggered into this emotion, but we can't really confirm it, like that there's no danger happening, but yet we feel this underlying sort of fear or stress or something's not right. I don't feel safe to be me. I just feel this tenseness all the time. There's a great acronym for that, for the fear. False evidence appearing real. It's just a perception. Our subconscious mind in the past has created the habit of this fear, something going on in our life, and it's just playing that record over and over. And we're seeing through that filter, through that lens, and seeing life as though it's still happening. It just completely takes our power away. Okay, now we're going to get more into that in a minute, but you know, for those of you that are watching on my website, just bear with me a minute, because some people are coming from YouTube or somewhere else, and so I just want to address that for them first. And so if you found me on YouTube, wonderful, watch the video, watch it all the way through, and then in the link down below, you click that and go to the website and watch it there right from the beginning. Okay, and so this video series is a 6-week series, and once a week for six weeks. And so if you watch it, it's about mindfulness and helping you to overcome challenging things like stress or anxious or tense or angry or lost or always feeling distracted or afraid to be yourself. You feel like you're always wearing a mask, hiding your true feelings, and feeling really self-critical and judgmental maybe, or maybe you feel overwhelmed or stuck in negative thoughts or unhappy and unfulfilled, or maybe you feel unworthy, not good enough, or that you're a bad person, or maybe you feel afraid to follow your dreams or unsuccessful at achieving your goals, or maybe you feel that something's always holding you back and sabotaging you. You just can't really put your finger on it. Or maybe you're suffering from OCD, PTSD, or ADHD, something like that. My name is Arnie Peterson. I'm a therapist from beautiful Victoria, BC, and I work with people online and in person to help them to move through these kinds of struggles through private therapy sessions. And I use modalities such as mindfulness-based counseling hypnotherapy, and as well, a much more in-depth version of this program as well. But that's not what this video is about. This video is about, it's a free self-help series to help you understand and work through these kinds of challenges on your own at home. And it's absolutely free, no sign up required. So if you like this idea of this program, if you like this video and you're on YouTube, click the like button, share it, and subscribe even if you'd like. And then go down below in the description, click on the link, takes you to my website where they're all in order, all the videos of the whole series. It's really simple. Every video underneath it has a download link, so you can download the audio onto your phone and you can listen to it anywhere. And it's just so easy to be able to do that. It's really, really convenient. So I suggest you watch one video a week, one section a week, and really, really take it to heart. Contemplate it, do the homework, and really sit with it, implement it into your life before you move on to the next section. So back to this section, number two, truth. We were talking about fear, false evidence appearing real. I've got a really cool little demonstration here. Now imagine, I talked about the perception filters, the lens that we see life through, our subconscious sort of programming, how we feel about ourselves and relate to life, just old programs that were created at younger years when we were growing up, how we learned to feel about ourselves and believe about ourselves in life. Now, say you're looking at life now through an indirect experience. It'd be kind of like looking at life through all of those filters, all of those perceptions, all of those old impressions in our mind, those thoughts. Imagine just being bombarded. You're looking at life, and imagine looking at somebody and trying to see them clearly, but all of these messages, they're just on the screen of your mind and your subconscious mind. It can process a million bits more information in a given moment than the conscious mind. So you don't even really see this stuff when it's going on, but it's there. If it's in our consciousness, if we don't feel good about ourselves, if we have low self-esteem and unresolved hurts and traumas, we've got some stuff going on there that's in the background that's playing out. And now imagine how you would see life looking like this. Okay, now imagine being present. Imagine being really, really present in the moment, and you're able to just see life as it is and step back away from your thoughts. Now look at how clear you can see life. So you can see the difference. You see life through this, and it's hard. You can't really see life without judging it with all of those messages, hidden messages within our subconscious. Now going back to that good dream and bad dream, when we wake up from that bad dream, that scary dream, our subconscious doesn't know what's really happening. It cannot tell the difference between a real or a perceived threat. If we are imagining something in our mind as real, we wake up and we imagine and perceive it as real, even though it's not happening, our body just expresses the expression of that. We go into fight or flight. Our body prepares us for fight or flight or freeze to survive. We go into that state, and it's really, really hard on our body to get stuck in these false perceptions all of the time. And so thinking about the subconscious and the conscious mind, what we want to do is we want to integrate the two together. Mindfulness is very, very helpful with that. But when we're stuck in these automatic programs and we're just operating on default, when we're in our head, we're not steering our life. Our subconscious is steering it by automatic habitual behaviors. Now, also, when we're in our head and thoughts and we're just running on autopilot like that, all of our body's energy, you know, for the moment, it's getting diverted into living a life in our head. Like we're busy doing something, working on the computer, but we're having that argument in our head about so-and-so, or we're thinking about the weekend. And so all of our energy, our mental energy is going, and emotional energy is going to feed that imagined, that thought-based sort of daydream, and our body gets the expression of that. And it really can drain our body over time when we're triggering in fight or flight, if we're looking at life through the perception of fear all the time, that I don't feel good enough, I'm unworthy, I'm a bad person. If we just feel somehow scared all the time to do something, if we have social anxiety or fears or PTSD, there's something always triggering us into this state of danger. But if there isn't danger, we can never really resolve it. And it takes a lot of energy to be in fight or flight. And plus, we're not in the state of homeostasis. We're always disconnected from our body in fight or flight. That's a protection mechanism. And so our body, you know, needs to go in fight or flight to deal with the danger, but it needs to go back into homeostasis afterwards to recuperate from all of the energy it expended in fight or flight. But when it's an irrational fear, we can never resolve it. And so we just keep triggering and triggering and triggering, and the belief builds up of the fear. And so that's where we end up reacting a lot in life rather than responding mindfully. And this program's about helping us respond in life to the immediate moment with mindfulness. But when we react, we're just reacting unconsciously. Something happens, we trigger into anger, we trigger into judgment, we get defensive, it just happens, and it's so quickly. So where in life do you react from these subconscious habitual ways in sort of negative ways where you just find yourself reacting emotionally on something? Just be honest with yourself. Where do you react in life with that fear, false evidence appearing real? And sort of contemplate that for a little bit. And as well, where in life do you respond? Are you present with life and you're presently engaging? You're not off in thought, but you're completely with your body. Your mental, emotional, and physical connection are all together aligned with what you're doing. Think about in life when that happens. Maybe never, or maybe when you're doing certain things, you find that. So really contemplate that. I think that could be really helpful. And the more present we are, the more we're connected to our intuition. When we're disconnected in our thoughts and our mind and these triggers, we're disconnected from our body, we're dissociated, and we lose sight of our inner body feelings. Section one, mindfulness, awareness practice, connecting to your body, breathing and feeling sensations. We're present in the here and now. Intuition comes from feeling here and now with our heart and our gut intuition guiding us. But when we're triggered and we're disconnected, the aspect that we're able to feel from our physical vessel, when we're disconnected from it, we don't feel the intuition. It's not accurate. We second guess ourselves all of the time. We end up making choices based on fear, and we arrange our life around our fears. So really, really think about that in this present moment. When you go into the awareness practice and you practice mindfulness and you practice your breathing, it's so helpful to do that a little bit every day. Come back to your breathing. You get pulled away and keep coming back. You start then building the practice over time of when you're in thoughts and you've drifted away and you've triggered into a reaction, you're able to come back because you practice every day. And it reinstates a healthy state of homeostasis and helps turn fight or flight off in time, because you're practicing in a safe place, you're connecting to your body. Dissociation is fight or flight. It's a byproduct of that. But when you're connected, that's a byproduct of being present in homeostasis, where your body can rejuvenate and replenish. And so as you build that safety with the awareness practice, you'll get better. You'll be able to start to be able to see the truth of what's going on. Oh, my mind is pulling me away. You know, with all of these, you know, when you start sitting, you're going to start seeing all of your thoughts and seeing all of that stuff that pulls you away. If you want to wipe that mirror or that glass clean, practice your awareness practice. Keep coming back. When you're present in the moment, it can't pull you away. Okay? So sit and breathe and observe your body sensations and contemplate the truth. Is what I'm feeling because of what this person said in this moment or what's going on? Or am I reacting out of fear or anger just from a habitual way of thinking? Is it just an old program? This just triggered me into an old feeling that I really don't like, and it just makes me feel uncomfortable, and so I leave my body and I just react, and my way to protect myself to cope with the situation is to react. And so is that happening? So it's really helpful to look at the truth of things and really see, is this false evidence appearing real? Is it fear? Or is it really something happening in the moment? And you'll start noticing. This will start helping you. Okay, so give this a go. Take some time, take a week before you go on to the next section. And now, so if you like this video, if you're on YouTube, even if you're not on YouTube, if you're on my website, it'd be wonderful if you like this video on YouTube, because it really helps more people find it, and then they get to use this program and it helps them. But if you're on YouTube, please like the video and share it and subscribe if you'd like to do that. And then down below in the description, click on the link, and that'll take you to the website where they're all laid out in nice, easy order. And then the download audios are right there for every section to put on your phone. So it just makes it super, super, super easy. So I'm really excited to see you in the next video. That'll be section number 3. And I wish you an absolutely wonderful rest of your day. And keep doing the awareness practice a minute or two every day. Keep coming back to your body. Get pulled away. Keep coming back to your body. It will help you in time. It'll just take maybe 4 weeks or so to start sinking in. We'll see you soon.